This is Senator Bob Dole. The tragic attack on a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf raises serious questions and demands some serious answers. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the tragedy of the USS Stark has stunned and saddened the nation. The unprovoked missile attack that left 37 Americans dead is a grim reminder of the ongoing Iran-Iraq war. Above all, we grieve for the families of these gallant Americans who died in the line of duty. We will never forget their sacrifice, nor can we rest until all the facts are brought to light from the Iraqis and the U.S. Navy. We have vital interests in the Gulf, and we have to stay. But before we make any new commitments, let's be certain we can and we will back them up. Ted, let's stand together as Americans to send this message. We'll defend our forces, and we will not be driven out.
Right on, Bob. Our hearts go out to the families and loved ones of the courageous sailors on the Stark. There will be time enough in the weeks ahead to consider the circumstances of the attack, the ship's mission in the waters, and its preparedness. President Reagan was eloquent in his tribute, and the country has joined to mourn and honor the brave Americans who gave their lives far from home in service to their country. We have vital interests in the Persian Gulf, Bob, and they're worth protecting, but other nations have interests there as well. If fault is to be found, it's that the United States has acquiesced too easily in the willingness of our allies to let us bear the burden by ourselves. If this latest tragedy leads to a more equitable, multinational sharing of that burden, Bob, then the brave sailors of the Stark will truly not have died in vain. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on U.S. Jets for Honduras, The Sailor's Wrong. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.